Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to feel thankful and to prepare for our great national feast of Thanksgiving, which has a fascinating and honorable history to it. The entire history, not just behind the story of the Pilgrims and their settlement in Plymouth, which began 400 years ago this month. Yep, really. With that, but also with the whole history of the holiday and how it came into existence and the rather remarkable woman behind it. But there is much more to celebrate in our current status and our current situation. And somebody who's always been conscious of that in all of his many, many works of American history is my friend Dr. Paul Kangor, who is director of the Center for Faith and Freedom, the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. He's a professor of political science at Grove City College. And on this Thanksgiving, are you giving thanks to the attempts to push Joe Biden into forgiving all student loans, Paul? We were going to talk about that yesterday, but we can talk about it now. Would that be a wonderful thing to give thanks for if the president, through the stroke of a pen, was able to forgive all student loans?
I don't think it would, Michael. And you know, so this begs so many questions, right? So for one, you know, how much loan forgiveness would this be? And would this be current? Would it be permanent? I mean, if this is like permanent student loan forgiveness, then that would mean what? Free tuition, right? I mean, if you no longer, or at least some form of it, or some form of very, very heavy subsidizing of tuition by something or some entity, which would presumably be the government, I guess. And if that's the case, then you'd have to raise taxes to get that. And also, too, I mean, where would, if you were to cut out tuition or whatever students have been paying for it, where do colleges get their money, right? You know, where and how do professors get paid? And if it's merely current, right, if it's like to wipe out, let's say, current day debts because of COVID-19 or whatever, I could see, Michael, even a lot of liberals being bitter about that, right, saying, look, you know, I'm a liberal. I got my master's degree. I got my Ph.D. I paid all this money for that. Then, you know, then I worked all those years. I spent 10, 20 years paying off student loans. Now you guys need to do it too, right? Why should you guys be exempt from it? So I could see that fostering a lot of bitterness, even among liberals. I mean, I had to write, this is not an exaggeration, Michael, I had to write a literal best-selling book to pay off my student loans and my wife's student loans. My book, God and Ronald Reagan, which came out in 2004, God is my witness on this. First thing that we did with the big paycheck that came in from that, we paid off our student loans. And it was like $100,000 in student loans. That money, if that could have just been forgiven, I mean, we could have bought a boat with that $100,000, right? We could have paid off something else, but we worked hard to pay off our student loans. So I'm going to use the word fairness here. How fair would it be for a current president to just, you know, wipe out the current student loans of current students that are in debt? It doesn't seem right. It's their job to pay off the debt that they have accumulated.
Well, and of course, people take on the student loans with that expectation. You don't expect that there's going to be suddenly a new president who comes in. And this is 50, count them, 50, 5-0, major liberal organizations and pressure groups, all on the progressive left, that are demanding that Joe Biden actually write off $1.6 trillion.
Amazing.
And the amazing thing here, and there have been a number of people who have called attention to this fact, is that Jonah Goldberg makes a very good point. If you wanted to talk about the people in America who need help most right now, with a pandemic and with the economic difficulties that we have and with the small businesses unable to stay above water, the idea of college and graduate students and a disproportionate amount of student loans, and I'm sure that was true for you and your wife, Paul, a disproportionate amount of those loans go to graduate students, people who are in law school and medical school and business school and in graduate schools getting PhDs, as you did. So if what Jonah says is that if you are looking at people who need help most right now, people who took out student loans to get graduate degrees wouldn't even fall in the top 20.
Mm.
There are a lot more people who need help more, no?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. In fact, it's interesting, Michael, as you're saying this. I mean, you could see this in a way as a sort of liberal payoff to Biden, right? I mean, because who really elected Joe Biden? I think here in Pennsylvania, assuming that Joe Biden actually won the state of Pennsylvania. I got to tell you, Michael, I find this unbelievable that he could have won Pennsylvania. But that aside, if he did, it was through basically suburban, college-educated, kind of graduate school, by and large, white Pennsylvanians. And you know, so you know, that's really his group. It's the rural blue-collar, hard hat union guys, the guys in the fracking industry, people in coal mines, steel mills, the guys who didn't go to college and don't have student loans, those guys all voted for Trump, of all things. So in
a way,
this isn't progressive at all.
If you're on the left, what do you do about the fact that fewer than half, and it's much fewer than half, it's fewer than 40% actually, of American adults have college degrees? And if you don't have a college degree, well, the chances are you don't have student debt.
Right.
So aren't you aiming this government subsidy, this government welfare program in effect, at people who already are ahead in the race for earning a living? I mean, I know the prevailing statistic that you hear all the time is that if you have a four-year college degree, that should mean about $1 million in extra earnings for you over a lifetime of work. Why are you asking people who don't have those degrees to subsidize people who do?
Yeah, so it's a very regressive wealth transfer, and it's really like a form of white-collar welfare, white-collar subsidy. And there's something else going on here, too, Michael. I mean, it's the year 2024, maybe 2025. This has shifted a little bit. But people in higher ed have been watching that year. That's going to be the year that the floor falls out, when the real demographic shift in America, because we're finally below replacement rate in America, which is the number of children that a woman needs to have for the population continue to grow without immigration and so forth. I think the number is usually 2.1. We're finally below that, but even going back 15, 20 years, I think it's 2024 or 2025 that there is going to be a giant drop in the number of kids going to college. And just up the road from me here in Grove City, PA, I mean, we're okay at Grove City College. We continue to have more applications than students, but there are a lot of colleges around me. And in the state of Pennsylvania, I think there's only two in the state system that had increases last year in applications. I mean, a lot of these colleges are just collapsing, and it's almost impossible to let go of the professors because they're unionized, typically. And so these colleges, they're already going to be begging for subsidies. They're already going to be asking for more money. So maybe part of this is a larger sort of progressive liberal university push to try to get more and more federal dollars and, you know, line up even more and more to the federal trough.
But the difficulty is it doesn't help future students. It helps people who've already completed their education and are paying it off. Paul Kanger's already done that. He just told us. He is with the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Find out about it. It's posted on our website with some of Paul's most recent articles up at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a good deal of controversy and appropriate controversy, it seems to me, about some comments made by the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, who was in the middle of a triumphant book tour. And yeah, it is triumphant. He's selling a lot of copies of his book. There are tons and tons of people who want to read Obama's book, The Promised Land. And we've already talked about a little about of what he talks about in the book. It only takes him up to that point in his first term where he is about to order the raid against Osama bin Laden. So the whole second Obama term is yet to come in a future book. But he was on a radio show called The Breakfast Club, and he made some comments yesterday that have inspired, I think, some very appropriate blowback. Listen.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
Okay, this is a kind of comment that Obama in his book says that he regrets, where he talked about bitter clingers, and he talked about bitter clingers in Pennsylvania and people who want to hold on to their guns and their God and their religious faith. And remember, it was a contemptuous kind of comment, and here it's the same kind of thing. First of all, I do think it's important that conservatives be honest about this. Trump did much better among Latinos than he did in 2016. But it is not true, it's not even true for a moment, that President Trump did better among Latinos than any recent Republican candidate. He won nationwide, according to the exit polls, the same percentage as Mitt Romney, and significantly less than George W. Bush, who won between, depending on who you believe, 40% and 44% of the Latino vote. President Trump won at best 31%. But still, it's an improvement. And did that improvement come only from evangelical Latinos? And first of all, Obama is right about one thing, and it's something that I do think that anyone looking at American politics and the way that our racial and identity politics break down is that the group of Pentecostal in particular and evangelical Christians, those are growing churches, thriving churches, primarily in the Mexican-American and Central American communities. But where President Trump made his biggest gains was in the Cuban community in Florida. Having nationwide lost the Latino vote by almost 40 points last time, in Florida, he still lost the Latino vote, but because the great presence of Cubans there, most of whom are not evangelical, the great presence of Cubans in Florida, President Trump almost won. He lost by only 8 points in the state of Florida, according to the exit polls there, and it was a crucial element to him winning the state of Florida. What is so stupid about what Obama had to say is this notion of identity politics, that Latinos are supposed to vote, in his viewpoint, not based on how they feel about issues. A position on abortion is an issue. A position on gay marriage is not even an issue. I don't think that President Trump talked about it at all. How would President Obama explain the fact that President Trump almost doubled his percentage of the gay and lesbian vote? He did much better among gays and lesbians this time than he did last time. Was that because he basically ignored the issue of gay marriage? He did, as is appropriate. It's been kind of settled by the United States Supreme Court. And honest to goodness, this kind of comment makes it even harder to understand some of the remaining adoration and apotheosis. I'm really putting something up as a person of godlike abilities that people on the left tend to do when it comes to Barack Obama. Listen to the way that Stephen Colbert spoke to the president when he was doing an interview with President Obama, again promoting his new book, The Promised Land. This is Stephen Colbert.
President Obama, thank you so much for so much joining me today.
It is wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
It is good to be seen. I've been seeing you on television, but it's good to see you in person.
That's nice.
And
that's kind of helped the demo in some. How old are you?
I'm not the demographic you're looking for.
Sorry, it doesn't
count.
It's
too late.
I apologize. It doesn't count.
Michelle says hey.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
You know she loves you.
Well, so. I've really enjoyed spending some time with her over the last 4 years.
I know. And she adores you. She thinks the world of you. I think you're okay.
Can we just take a moment? I just want to take a moment to drink you in. For just a moment, because I'm having to get used to looking at a president again. You know, I've gotten out of the habit.
I got
to warm up for Joe Biden. I don't want to pull anything when I see him take the oath of office.
Okay, that's Stephen Colbert, and I'm glad that he got the moment to drink in Barack Obama and all his resplendent magnificence. For people who feel that way about Donald J. Trump, he just did something. And something that I think that most of his supporters will applaud. He just pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Flynn later sought to withdraw his plea of guilty, and the Justice Department tried to dismiss the case. That's a request still pending before Judge Sullivan, federal judge. Trump's pardon of Flynn marks a full embrace of the retired general he had ousted from the White House after only 22 days on the job. And it's a final salvo against the Russia investigation that shadowed the first half of his term in office. I don't know if you can say it's a final salvo. I think that obviously General Flynn has had his whole life uprooted and trashed, basically, because of, and it's not just lying to the FBI. There was a whole history of concealed involvement with Turkey as a lobbyist and all sorts of problems with General Flynn. But does anyone really want this general to go to jail? It is a shame that they couldn't have ended this another way, but you had to expect that President Trump was going to pardon General Flynn. We'll see if people have comments on this already. I'm sure they do. And we will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans have changed their Thanksgiving plans in accordance with the CDC's recent warning to stay home. health officials are urging Americans to celebrate with those in their immediate households to prevent additional spread of COVID-19. Many people are still traveling, though. The TSA already reporting more than 4 million travelers have already passed through their checkpoints nationwide. TSA Administrator David Petrosky telling CBS News they're doing what they can to keep everyone safe.
I think passengers need to make a judgment. My job in TSA and my officer's job is to make sure that if you do choose to travel, we provide you as safe and as secure an experience as we possibly can.
President Trump is telling his allies he plans to pardon his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
American people deserve a gold star and a commendation, it seems to me, on the Michael Medved show for coming out and voting in such profound numbers. The two candidates in all American history who had the most votes recorded from them were President-elect Joe Biden, who received 90 million American votes. It's a 80 million American votes, and President Trump, who received almost 84 million American votes. Those are the two biggest vote getters ever, because, did I say 84? It's 74. Yeah, no, it's 80 million for Biden and 74 million for President Trump. It's just about a $6 million vote difference. And, with all of that, voting, of course, is one of the most important things you can do as an engaged citizen. Another important thing you can do is to contact your politicians once you've elected them. And sure, the president gets lots of letters, but you'd be surprised how relatively few letters, for instance, your member of city council gets, or your legislator. He'll pay attention to you, and should. And must. And that's why ContactMyPolitician.com exists. They will help you with just a few clicks to send a video message or an audio message or a written message to your local representative. They'll find out who it is. All you have to do is go to ContactMyPolitician.com. It's completely free. It's totally nonpartisan. And it's a great service to connect the American people with those officials who are supposed to represent us and serve us. Go to contactmypolitician.com. That's contactmypolitician.com. And for this absolutely free service, please tell them that Michael sent you. Okay, just a couple of quick thoughts on this idea of the pardon of Michael Flynn. It's not a surprise. President Trump had said months ago, before the election, that he was considering pardoning Michael Flynn. This is not like some of Bill Clinton's last-minute pardons, where he was pardoning campaign contributors. This is pardoning an official where the Justice Department wanted to drop his prosecution anyway. So the question is, why didn't they do it? Well, because the judge in this, who had sat down and helped to negotiate and was presiding over the sentencing for Michael Flynn, the judge involved with the whole process didn't want to do what the Justice Department wanted to do. So rather than going through further legal expense, the lawyer for Michael Flynn, whose name is Sidney Powell, does that name ring a bell? She's the lady who said that President Trump actually won 410 electoral votes, and he actually won 70% of the popular vote. By the way, she's wrong on both of those points. But Sidney Powell had a meeting with President Trump, apparently, made the case for pardoning Flynn, and I don't think she needed to make much of a case. Everyone expected this. This was due to happen. And I think this should produce some kind of huge outrage. Look, I'm concerned about General Flynn's identification with the QAnon movement. And there is a video, I've seen it, of General Flynn and his family all taking an oath, and it's like a customary oath that you take to serve the country. And then at the end of the oath, they add the phrase, where we go one, we go all, which is associated with the QAnon movement. And does that mean that he shouldn't get pardoned or should go to jail? No, but it means that I think there's a lot more to Michael Flynn and his story than the idea of a strong public servant who was fired by President Trump, who made the decision to fire him as National Security Advisor less than a month after he had taken on that job in 2017. Congratulations to General Flynn. He should live to continue, I hope, to serve his country in a conscientious manner in some capacity. He's retired from the military, of course. Somebody else who had retired, but he's back now, is Keith Olbermann, who used to be a star on MSNBC, and then he got to be even too much for them. Keith Olbermann is just totally wrong about this on a fascinating topic when you talk about pardoning Michael Flynn. What does Keith Olbermann think should happen to Donald Trump, who conceivably could have some charges that are visited on him after he leaves office? Here's what Keith Olbermann has to say, clip six.
God damn, when the policy differences are between maintaining American democracy and substituting racist one-party rule, you're God right that we want to criminalize policy differences that might exist between the outgoing administration and the administration that is about to take over. We not only want that when it comes to an outgoing administration which is criminally guilty of trying to privatize the government, which is criminally negligent in the deaths of 250,000 Americans so far, and which is criminally liable for the current attempted coup. We also want as many members as possible of this corrupt, immoral, anti-democratic outgoing administration indicted, arrested, tried, and imprisoned. We want enough of them in there that they can hold reunions and birthday parties. We want the prison so filled with Trumps and Trump flunkies, and Trump apologists, and Trump enablers, that we have to convert Trump buildings into new goddamned Trump prisons.
Okay. I know he's trying desperately to get attention. He's gotten mine. This is hateful. It's repulsive. It's entirely wrong. And I hope and pray that no one associated in any way with the Biden administration takes this crap to heart. Because one of the important things about Thanksgiving, it seems to me, is we're all going to sit down. And even though there are a lot of people, we're among them, who are not doing the same large dinners we've done in the past, it's going to be pretty small. There are literally tens of millions of people who are going to be sitting down with other people who don't agree with you politically, even about the most explosive topics. And the most explosive topic in American public life right now is, was President Trump the worst president we ever had, or was he one of the greatest presidents we've ever had? And I do hope that we have enough restraint and fellowship to try to avoid that topic over Thanksgiving and to utterly reject the idea of a Keith Olbermann that you want to throw people into jail. By the way, I thought Democrats were appalled at chants, like a chant led by General Michael Flynn at the Republican convention. I was there, where people are chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And it was, lock her up for what exactly? Just lock her up. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying, lock him up, lock them up, lock up everybody who supported Trump. Mr. Olbermann, there are 74 million Americans, and yes, that's the right number. There are 74 million Americans who voted for President Trump. Do you really believe that they all should be punished in some way because they made a decision with which you disagree? It's outrageous, but there's actually a very different answer from the president-elect, who, by the way, will make this ultimate decision because he has yet to select an attorney general. That's coming probably next week. But what should his policy be? What will his policy be about future investigations, prosecutions, attempts to go after, discredit, and destroy Donald Trump? And look, if President Trump runs for re-election in 2024, of course there are going to be all kinds of press efforts to try to take that down. But that's different. What's Biden's response? We'll come to it coming up. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved show, it is very much worth listening to an initial response from the president-elect on what is an explosive and important and highly relevant question. Is there are people like Keith Olbermann who are making this absurd and outrageous sort of demand that the institutions of government should be going after, prosecuting, and trying to bring, quote, Donald Trump to justice. And the right answer to this is something that I've heard on many occasions from solid conservatives and from decent liberals and from anybody who's sane, which is it is wrong to criminalize political disagreements. You can think Trump was a terrible president, but the idea of trying to use the Justice Department or trying to use federal prosecutors or trying to use state prosecutors and state attorney generals to make his life hell after he leaves office, which is coming up soon, that, it seems to me, is a disaster. NBC's Lester Holt asked President-elect Biden if he does plan to pursue investigations and potential prosecutions against Trump after he leaves the White House, as many Democrats are calling on him to prioritize and to do. Here is the question and answer, from Joe Biden. Listen.
Some Democrats want investigations to go forward against President Trump after he leaves office. Do you support that?
I will not do what this president does and use the Justice Department as my vehicle to insist that something happen. There are a number of investigations that I've read about that are at a state level. There's nothing at all I can or cannot do about that, but I'm focused on getting the American public back at a place where they have some certainty, some surety, some knowledge that they can make it. The middle class and the working class people are being crushed. That's my focus.
Okay, that's a perfectly decent answer, it seems to me, and that's appropriate. And by the way, there's also the question yesterday, President Trump got a very disrespectful question. During the turkey pardoning episode, which went Well, I mean, Turkey was very happy. Corn, the turkey, was pardoned. And President Trump seemed to be enjoying himself and seemed to be in good spirits, even as it's becoming increasingly clear that, yes, the election is settled and it's finished, and he's not going to be up there on the inauguration platform except as a guest, if he chooses to come on January 20th. But one of the things that somebody shouted out, I don't know who the reporter was, he said, speaking of pardoning turkeys, are you going to pardon yourself? President Trump ignored the question, and I think it's appropriate that he should ignore it. He cannot pardon himself, by the way, regarding potential statewide offenses, for instance, in the state of New York, where Letitia James, the attorney general in the state of New York, is going after him pretty energetically. One of the things that is also worth mentioning, with all of the horror about President Trump trying to play that card to have the state legislature send different slates of electors in Pennsylvania and in Georgia and in Michigan, it's not going to happen. None of that's going to happen. But it's worth taking a little flashback to that period in between the time of the election and the meeting of the Electoral College. The Electoral College, by the way, meets 2 weeks from Monday on December 14th. But back in 2016, Chris Hayes of MSNBC floated the idea to Michael Moore, yeah, that Michael Moore, the filmmaker, that electors should go against the will of the people who elected them and who they pledged to support and cast their votes not for Trump, but somewhere else. Listen to the conversation and consider the hypocrisy from some people changing their tune today. This is clip 9.
I think there are people who are pushing very hard who think that because of some of the constitutional perils of the Emoluments Clause, because of the popular vote margin, because of a fundamental, they think, threat to liberal democracy, that that electors should be persuaded and pressured on Monday to part with what their pledge is and vote against Donald Trump.
Yes, they absolutely should do that. Absolutely. I believe right now that there are electors. They only need 38 of them who have a conscience or who are worried about a man who won't attend the daily security briefings, who we now know Russia was trying to help get elected.
Okay, there were actually electors who were faithless electors, but most of them were faithless to Hillary. There were 5 electors for Hillary Clinton who did not vote for her, who broke their oath. The people who got some of these random votes, there were 2 who refused to vote for Trump. Most of the 5 electors who departed from Hillary were from the state of Washington, which, again, is outrageous. They voted for people like Chief Spotted Eagle. I don't even know who that is. Some voted for Colin Powell. Some voted for Bernie Sanders. One voted for John Kasich. But this is shameful. One voted for Ron Paul. This is shameful. It is wrong. In other words, part of what our system requires is that if you are selected for the Electoral College, then that means that you vote the way that you said you will. And as a matter of fact, now there are laws, partially because of the total of 7 electors who were faithless. That's why President Trump only is recorded getting 304 electoral votes. He actually got 306, which coincidentally is the same number of votes that Joe Biden has earned. I assume all 306 of the Biden electors will, in fact, vote for him. But isn't it amazing that some of the same left-wing commentators, people like Michael Moore and Chris Hayes, who last time were talking about how appropriate it was to be a faithless elector and to cast your votes elsewhere from someone other than the people who you had pledged to support, that those same people are outraged at any attempt by President Trump to undermine the Electoral College. Coming up, there are a bunch of movies today, including 2 that are pretty darn good. and one that is an Oscar contender. We're going to be reviewing Hillbilly Elegy, which is just made available on Netflix for people who love that book. We're going to be reviewing what is already a huge hit on Netflix, a seven-part series, The Queen's Gambit, about the high-level world of international chess in the 1960s, a new film with Billy Crystal, Standing Up and Falling Down, and The Croods, A New Age. That's the latest Croods movie. And plus Black Beauty from the Disney Company. This is another version. It's actually the seventh movie version of the classic 1877 novel. Breaking news. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced today that she's loosening many restrictions she had placed just a week ago on bars, restaurants, gyms, stores, and religious organizations in order to stem the unprecedented out-of-control spread of COVID-19. Starting Thursday, December 3rd, many of Brown's restrictions will be lifted in Oregon counties that haven't been as hard hit by the coronavirus. But most of her restrictions will likely still remain in place December 3rd in 21 counties, including Multnomah County, that's where Portland is, Clackamas and Washington counties, that the state deems at extreme risk of rampant viral spread. The restrictions overall, however, won't be as stringent. See, this is one of the problems with all of these various restrictions. Is, of course, we have a federal system. Governors have the right to approach things very differently. The governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, is approaching things very differently from the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem. But the idea of changing constantly, of being inconsistent, of not sending a consistent message that people can get hold of and actually embrace, that I think prevents Americans doing what I think most Americans have a tendency to want to do, which is, first of all, to get our free newsletter. You can get it today with a bunch of those movie reviews in it. Go to michaelmedved.com. But what Americans want to do is to be safe and secure and healthy with families on this upcoming festival of Thanksgiving in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.